Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Singumkani, singumsisi, uantsuku zonke, your daily companion. Isikhathi ke sithi 14:41 kwamanje siyalapha kumfundisi uFana Skhosana ezosithulela yanamuhla i-motivation. Mfundisi wami sawubona.
Greetings Sister Bahle nabalaleli bonke baku Radio Pulpit ngay 16 January 2022.
Amen.
Amen Sister Bahle.
Amen mfundisi.
Oh hallelujah. Namhlanje sizokhuluma ngesihloko lana. Sizokhuluma la ngesihloko la esithi praying or the prayer life of Jesus. So hallelujah. UJesu mafunda iBhayibheli lithi la uJesu he is a co-equal with God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Masikhuluma ngeGod the Head sisabahle. Hallelujah. So now uJesu sizobheka kancane lana the prayer life of Jesus. Ukuthi uJesu yena iprayer life yakhe yayime kanjani. Remember ukuthi sisatreat-a sona yona i-subject eye-prayer, hallelujah, engiyithatha seriously kakhulu,
yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So, number one, last Sister Bahle, sithola uJesu ukuthi kude book of Matthew 26, verses 42, Jesus prayed according to the will of the Father, hallelujah. I love it, according to the will of the Father. And number two, Jesus prayed before making decisions. Leyo sithola ku Luke 6, verses 12 to 13. Wathi nathi sonke, singathi before senza ama decisions, sibuza uNkulunkulu ukuthi, God, is it right for me to make this decision? And then number three, Jesus prayed persistently. Hallelujah. We read that in the book of Matthew chapter 26, verses 44. And then number four, Jesus taught others to pray. And we read that in the gospel according to Luke 11, verses 1. That is why nathi siuthatha so serious umkhuleko. Ezinye zezinto ebandleni for this year esizicela uNkulunkulu asize kuzo is to pray more. Hallelujah. Pray more, seek more of his face. So, and then lana, number five, Jesus traveled in prayer. We read that in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 8. Number six, Jesus prayed the prayers of thanksgiving. Logo sikthola ku Matthew chapter 11 verses 25. And then number seven, Jesus prayed early in the morning. I love this one. Sifunda ku Mark 1 verses 35. UJesu kusho ukuthi was so strategic and beka understand neinkathi ukuthi ekuseni akukho very busy. Exen is the right time to seek the face of God because of my interruptions are very slim. Hallelujah. And then number seven, if not eight, Jesus prayed throughout the night. Labe kakhuleka imithandazo emide. Yiloko thina namhlanje sikubiza ukuthi masiya kuma night prayer or kuma night vision. Hallelujah. Or kuma whole night prayer. We read that in the book of Luke chapter 6, verses 12. And then Jesus prayed even when he was tired. Hallelujah. Abanye, they pray when things go halabaloo. Omunye wathi when things are hunky-dory. But uJesu nyamthanda because usinika la i-example ukuthi even nathi amakholwa when izinto zingahambi kahle, we pray. Mazihamba kahle, we pray. Masinama challenges, we pray. We don't complain. Ku ministry mazingahambi kahle, we pray. Kuma finances, we pray. Hallelujah. One man of God to Tando, we bizane ukuthi these days we have most of the Christians who are called fair weather Christians. Labo sisibathi laba baye enkonzweni when inhliziyo nengqondo zithi namhlanje you can go. Isimo masala, they don't go. But thina as the followers and the believers of Christ, even when we are tired, izinto noma iimeko zomhlaba sezisishayile, ama challenges asishayile, we pray, we push. We read that in the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 31, siye ku 33, siphelele ku 35, bese sifunda no verse 46. And then okunye Jesus prayed for himself. Gula esizilesi ibiza ukuthi bekayenza lana umkhuleko lo owe personal, hallelujah, altar call. Ngamanye amagama la bekazikhulekela ayi-one ngasesithe okuyinkonzo nathi the believers, hallelujah, kufanele ukuthi siziphe yona. Sometimes uzikhulekele nje wena uwedwa, ungakhulekela umndeni wakho, ungakhulekela ama-finances akho, ungakhulekela ibandla, ungakhulekela i-business, ungakhulekela umhlaba as a whole. But uzikhulekele nje wena wedwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu, hallelujah, adile nempilo yakho. Ngivame ukuthi kubazalwane, we need sometimes when we read the Bible, singalufundelwa umfundisi, uzufundele wena to edify yourself, ukuthi uzukhulise wena in your relationship with God. And then Jesus yathola futhi ukuthi he also prayed for others. I believe namanje ngoba ngiminister, Jesus is still praying for us in heaven. Sizoyifunda amafesa. And then Jesus prayed for his disciples. We read that in the book of John chapter 17, verses 9. And Jesus prayed before his ministry started. Ngiyamthanda uJesu, ube is such a good example. La siyafunda ukuthi before angena ku ministry, he prayed. Before ashumayela, acast out ama demons, ephilisa abantu, he prayed. Wacela uNkulunkulu, wathi uNkulunkulu, is it the right timing now ukuthi can I pray? Ebandleni sisabahle, when I minister, sometimes I will feel in my spirit to say, today you don't pray for ubakhulekela abazalwane, just minister, sivala inkonzo phelile. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead me to lay hands, and I will obey and lay hands. So now uJesu uyasifundisa ukuthi siyafunda ngaye ukuthi even before engena emsebenzini wakhe kaNkulunkulu wakhuleka. Sifunda la ku Luke chapter 3 verses 21 ukuya ku 22. Ngoba yokugcina Jesus still prays for us even today. We read that in the book of Hebrews 7 verses 25. No, Romans 8, verses 26 to 27. Sister Bakhe, I'm tempted to read this one. Can I read this one?
Yes, yes, you can, Mfundisi.
Yes, Hebrews 7, verses 25, ifundeka ngalendlela ngeKing James. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Ngiyayithanda la lithi iBhayibheli, those who come to God through him, not through men, but through him alone. Ngiyayithanda ngale ku Gospel of John, uthi akekho oza kubaba ngaphandle kwami, oza kubaba ngaphandle kwami, uyisela umfanisa nesela. So la kuthiwa, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Since he always lives to make intercession for them. Powerful, Sister Bahle. Ngicela ukwazisa umlaleli ekhaya ukuthi la akhona kuleyo nkinga abhekene nayo, kuleyo challenge abhekene nayo, uJesu as our mediator, he is praying on our behalf. He is interceding on our behalf. Romans 8, verses 26 to 27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. Sometimes, asifike singazi ukuthi sikhulekela ini, but umoyo ingcwele bese uyasifundisa. Remember uJesu ngale uthi kubafundi, njengoba ngihamba nginishiya nomoyo ingcwele, the comforter, ozonifundisa ene ozonikhumbuza aphinde anifundise ngako konke ngazo zonke imiso ezikaNkulunkulu. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. This is powerful, Sister Bahle. Tell us this umlalele ekhaya ukuthi kule yonke inga abhekene nayo ne challenge, there's God the Son and there's God the Holy Spirit. And it is Bible, God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, they are co-equally. Tell ukhuthaza umlalele ekhaya ukuthi uJesu nomoya ingcwele kule nkinga abhekene nayo uyamkhulekela, angasakhathazeki, akalahlele nje kuye. Elithi iBhayibheli iy'nkinga zethu zonke sizilahlele kuye uNkulunkulu ngokuba yena uyasinakekela. Ma iqhubeka la ithi and he who searches our hearts, yes, knows the mind of the Spirit. Powerful. Mm. He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit, oh, moyo ingwele, intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Powerful. Mlalele kaya, ngicela ukukhuthaza nokukhumbuza ukuthi worry no more. Pray more. Pray the prayers of intensity. Pray the prayers of intention. Pray the prayers of eagerness. Pray the prayers of earnestness, and God will see you through kule yonke inkinga. Asithandaze baba, siyabonga balalele ekhaya uSister Bahle, the radio pulpit as a whole. Sibakhulekela bonke, siyabonga nokusikhumbuza ngezwi lakho ukuthi this early evening Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, they are interceding on our behalf. They are standing in the gap on our behalf for whatever challenge, problem, trouble, tribulations, yes, frustrations or problems, they are interceding for us. Siyabonga, sibonga loyo Musa nalolo thando. Siyabonga baba, lithi izwi lakho akekho omunye ngaphandle kwakho. You are the Father and God over us all, even those ones, oh God, who reject you. You love them all, and you loved them before the world began. Usabathanda namanje. No 1 Timothy 2:4. Lithi izwi lakho nko, lithi izwi lakho, for God desires that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Ngiyabakhulekela baba bonke ngegama likaJesu. The unsaved ones, I pray that they will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray. Amen and amen. Mhlawumbe uthi ngifuna ukusindiswa. 3 steps. You admit that you are a sinner. Mm. Number 2, you believe that Jesus Christ died for you, yes, and he was raised from the cross on the third day. And number 3, you confess him as your Lord, yes, and Savior and Master over your life. Mm. In the name of Jesus, ma ufuna ukusifonela ke siyatholakala ku 084-730-6764. 084-730-6764. Sitholakala ke eThwathwa extension 32 ekurulene. Bless you, beloved. Ngiyamthanda ngenhliziyo kaJesu. Hallelujah. Sister Bahle, anibusise uNkulunkulu.
We are blessed mfundisi iyona motivation yangempela leya namuhle ukuthi asikhuleke singaphezi umfundisi Makamo uthi ayeye manana bahle sihleli nawe kanye nomfundisi hey umfundisi Madukani elinye igama engingalazi lelo or uthi uhleli nathi unomfundisi Madukani oh okay I thought ukuthi usho wena mfundisi ngithi unegama elinye engingalazi okay umfundisi Makamo uthi uhleli nathi unomfundisi Madukani kanye nomshana wakhe uSamuel thank you so much mfundisi Makamo mfundisi asihlangane futhi evikini elizayo
siyabonga sister Bahle
bless you baba Yeah, yamnandi imotivation yakulolu suku sithola la kumfundisi o nomangathu apostle bafana fana sikhosana yes asikhuleke singaphezi bazalwane uthi worry no more kodwa wenzeni ukhuleke
if you need prayer please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or whatsapp 0674297564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.